This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Ford by the numbers.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt. Let's take a look at Ford's situation by the numbers. 82,000 is the number of hourly workers Ford had in North America at the start of the year. 75,000 is where that number stands today. 140,000 is the maximum number of dollars one of those workers can now get for walking away. Now, that worker has to be 55, have at least 10 years on the job, and give up health benefits. But Ford is now offering options to any of the others who are willing to leave. The struggling automaker is trying to cut its payroll costs by a third and is basically following the lead of General Motors. It's managed to trim out 34,000 workers with similar buyout offers. Rebecca Lindland is an auto industry analyst with Global Insight. She says Ford's got to do more than just cut jobs.
Ford really needs to look at designing vehicles that are distinctly American. We've seen it from GM in the resurgence of the Camaro. We've seen it even more aggressively in Chrysler. That's what we're looking for with Ford. They have it in the current Mustang. The problem is that we don't see it in any of their future products.
That's Rebecca Lindland of Global Insight. Now, whether you're driving a Ford or not, you'll soon have to mind your manners behind the wheel in California. The Golden State will become the fourth state in the U.S. to ban holding a cell phone while driving. Use the headset or pay a fine of at least $20. Heck, I know some folks who'd just be willing to pay that. Remember DDT, the pesticide that was banned in the U.S. in 1972? Well, today, the World Health Organization is set to recommend that DDT be used in Africa as part of the battle against malaria. But as Nancy Marshall Genzer reports, some Africans are saying thanks, but no thanks.
The WHO is expected to recommend that DDT be sprayed inside people's homes to protect them from malaria-carrying mosquitoes while they sleep. The organization is not recommending that DDT be sprayed outside where it could leach into the environment. Still, Ni Ekwete with Transafrica Forum says African farmers worry their crops might be rejected by buyers afraid of DDT contamination.
One area of great concern is what is defined as organic, how much residue can be on a produce.
But Natasha Bilimoria of Friends of the Global Fight Against AIDS, TB, and Malaria says the cost of not preventing malaria outweighs the farmers' concerns.
Malaria is so harmful in Africa, it actually leads to $12 billion in lost GDP each year alone.
Bilimoria says a million people die of malaria every year, almost all of them children. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Think the parking ticket people don't come after you if you don't pay? Well, in the UK, one driver did ignore 120 tickets she'd clocked up over 2 years, so the City Hall in South End, England, put a debt collection agency on her case. This week, Roma Weldon was hit with fines of $35,000. Wall Street basically held steady yesterday. The Dow dropped 16 points, a tenth of a percent. The Nasdaq added 1 point. The S&P lost a point. This is Marketplace. Time for the job files. Rack them up. We're off to the pool hall.
My name's Jennifer Beretta, and I'm a professional pool player. I've always been into puzzles, and, you know, I go on the Mensa website and do their little brain teasers. I love that. Every time you break a rack in nine ball, you have this puzzle laid out before you that's completely different from any other one that you've ever seen. When I'm playing, and especially when I'm playing well, I don't see anything outside the green felt. You know, I've had like a cue ball come flying across the room from another table, and I didn't even notice it. Well, a few guys that I've beaten have said, you know, to their buddies, like, oh, I was distracted. You know, like, but, you know, it's just an excuse. They know I play well.
Ada Lee Holofsky produced the job file. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting communities through grant-making, volunteers, employee giving, and creative partnerships. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at Medtronic.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Brian Watt. Here in the U.S., getting a college degree usually opens doors. Better job, better pay, and a better lifestyle. But in Egypt, a diploma doesn't guarantee finding work. The most populous country in the Middle East is facing a severe job shortage. Egypt's economy must create more than 700,000 new jobs each year to keep pace with the number of college graduates. Marketplace's Nancy Farghalli reports.
So there's the official statistic. Egypt's unemployment rate is 10%. Then there are the stories, like this one from Professor Medhat Haroun at the American University in Cairo. He says everyone is looking for work. Shake someone's hand and then shake them down for a job. A father once begged Haroun for help.
He has three graduates. They're all accountants. They have been at home. The problem is that we do have many people who are holding degrees. They cannot find the job.
That's why many people say the unemployment rate is double the official number.
Unemployment, in my mind, is the biggest problem in Egypt. Many people now who cannot afford to live.
That means they don't have money for rent or for marriage. Professor Saad Al-Rahi says if you land a job, you're often marooned in unfamiliar territory.
Very many of graduates do jobs not related to their degree. Jobs in Egypt are not really demanding.
Lawyers work as cab drivers. Engineers work as construction workers. Ahmed Nater is 24 years old. He graduated with a degree in commerce.
Everybody I know that is working in a job that doesn't match either his ability or doesn't match his potential. You're supposed to be highly qualified and you work for £300 as a secretary or administrative assistant.
That's not enough money to rent an apartment in Cairo or take care of unexpected expenses, like repairing a car. Going over a pothole doesn't help Ahmed's steering wheel.
The left part, it got broken because of an accident, so I melted it.
Now he has the money to fix it. He just signed a contract with Vodafone. He'll earn £1,800 a month, and that income means he can get his own apartment and finally marry his very patient fiancé.
I have to get married soon because I've been engaged for 2.5 years.
Ahmed says his good fortune is due to old-fashioned hard work.
Everybody, when I tell them that I work in Vodafone, they ask me, how did you get there? And they make me swear that I didn't get it using any connection.
Connections might pave the road to opportunity in Egypt, but agreeing to a night shift job also helps. That's when you'll find Ahmed at work. In Cairo, I'm Nancy Farghalli for Marketplace.
If you've missed something on our show or have something on your mind, please go to our website, marketplace.org. Here in Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt. Thanks for listening and enjoy your weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.